It's the Pro Tour on this edition of Weekend Calendar. Hey everybody, Trevor with the Weekend Calendar here, your verbal digest for events at a glance. Pro Tour weekend, regionals weekend, no Grand Prix, no Opens, no TCG player stuff aside from store level events. So, yeah, still, there's a lot of PPTQs this weekend that I didn't expect there to be. Like, we have almost 100 events, and that I guess that includes the regional championships. So, there's that. But anyway, yes, the Pro Tour this weekend, it starts today. The coverage starts today. They're in Vancouver. Or they're in Toronto. No, they're in Vancouver, which is in British Columbia, which is on this coast. I totally prepared for this episode. Anyway, the Pro Tour coverage starts today. The Twitch channel will probably be up any time now, actually. But you may be hearing this later. So it may actually already have happened. There are no Grand Prix this weekend, there are no Opens this weekend, as I said, because of the Pro Tour. The next time there are Grand Prix is August 7th and through the 9th. And those are San Diego and Hong Kong. And the Open Series is back the 8th and 9th in D.C. And there are Max Point events next weekend in Madison and Salt Lake City. I do have a couple sweet little things going on this weekend in the community calendar. I've got a legacy event at High Score in St. Paul, Minnesota. Shout out to Trevor Ramlow for that tip. Origins Game Day is next weekend on the 8th and the 9th at your local game store. I'll probably do the same thing I did for the pre-release and put together all the game day events going on in the local area. If your store is having a game day event, let me know so that way I can put it up. There's a Black Magic Vintage event at Tales of Adventure next weekend. There's another Vintage event at AU Bluebell. They're same day, same time. It's really weird to have actually conflicting Vintage events, but that's the Northeast for you. The Vintage event at AU Bluebell is paying out a Mox Ruby to first place. Black Magic Gaming is paying out a bunch of store credit. So you could probably just pick up a whatever you're missing. Also, Top Deck Games is having a Build-A-Fat Pack sealed. So you get to purchase 9 packs for the cost of a fat pack. Or maybe less than that, I'm not sure. But you get to pick 9 packs, and you play sealed with 9 packs. It's, you know, like the normal fat pack sealed, except you don't have to do it all with one set of packs. There is a charity event for the Canadian Cancer Society at Midyard Games on the 22nd of August. I will have more details as they're available to me. I was just made aware of the event now to let you know ahead of time that it was happening. But anyway, let's get down into the store-level events, and that includes the regionals. So I've got some events that happened already. I've got a Max Point Copper this evening at Amazing Fantasy Comics in Illinois. I've got a Legacy IQ at Fantasy Hobbies in Shakopee, Minnesota, excuse me. And then we're into Saturday. I've got a Modern PPTQ at Boston Comic Con in Boston. I've got a Modern PPTQ at That's Entertainment in Fitchburg. I've got a Modern PPTQ at On the Stack Games in Norwood. Regional championships for the Extreme Northeast are at TJ Collectibles in Worcester, and they're hosting it at the DCU Center. I've got 2 sealed PPTQs, one at Merrimack Games and Comics in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and the other at Wild Pig Comics in Kenilworth, New Jersey. I've got a Modern PPTQ hosted by Card Titan. It's a side event for regionals. Card Titan is hosting regional championships for the lower Northeast at Renaissance Woodbridge Hotel in Island, New Jersey. I've got a Modern PPTQ at Clarkson's Corner in Scarsdale, New York. A sealed PPTQ at the Arena in West Babylon. I've got another regional championship being hosted by Kirwan at their game store. Well, no, it's actually out at the Syracuse Holiday Inn. So I guess that's like the West Northeast? Jeez. There are three regional championships in the Northeast. There's 1K Super IQ, which is also being run as a side event to the regionals at Kirwan's. I've got two events in Pennsylvania, a modern PPTQ at Indiana Sports Cards in Indiana, and a modern PPTQ at Sports Collectors Universe in Uniontown. I've got a modern PPTQ at Le Beginner in Longueuil, Quebec, a modern PPTQ at La Place du Collectionneur in Massouche. That's as close as I'm going to get. I've got a modern PPTQ at Le Griffin Jeu et Fantasy in Sherbrooke as well. I've got a standard regional championship, excuse me, for the Northern Mid-Atlantic that is being hosted by Tales of Adventure at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in D.C. Then I've got a couple of events in Maryland that are on Wizards calendar that are actually not there. The PPTQ at Bel Air Games is canceled this weekend. The modern PPTQ at High Tide Games was actually on the 19th of July, as was the sealed PPTQ at Thanks for Playing. I've got a sealed PPTQ at Get Some Game in Charlotte, a modern PPTQ at Gaming Underground in High Point, North Carolina, just for clarification, a modern PPTQ at Game Theory in Raleigh, and a sealed PPTQ at Four Oaks, North Carolina. Event Horizon is hosting a regional championship. The format is, of course, standard. They have a modern 1K Super IQ as a side event. I've got a sealed PPTQ at Outer Limit Comics in Franklin, Tennessee, a modern PPTQ at Comics and Gaming Outpost in Cage. God. Brr. I've got a modern PPTQ at Comics and Gaming Outpost in Gainesville, Virginia. It's a really nice shop. I used to play there. I've got a modern PPTQ at Atlantis Games and Comics in Norfolk. So this is the Norfolk shop, not the Portsmouth shop. So it's right on the beach. It's kind of nice if you scrub out and just can go enjoy the day. I've got a sealed PPTQ at AFK Games in Crosslanes, West Virginia, and a standard Max Point Copper at DNS Collectibles in Fairmont. Moving down to the southeast, I've got a modern PPTQ at Jacksonville Game Center in Jacksonville, a sealed PPTQ at Wizard's Wall in Melbourne. Cool Stuff Games is hosting a regional championship at their store in Maitland. There's a regional championship at the Wasteland in Atlanta, Georgia. They're hosting it at a venue in Santa Fe Mall. There's a modern PPTQ at Turtle Gaming in Goose Creek, South Carolina. There's a standard regional championship at Rocket's Hideout in Baton Rouge. They're hosting that at the Embassy Suites Hotel. There's a sealed PPTQ at the Comet Commander in Ridgeland, Mississippi. A sealed PPTQ at Cryptic Games and More in Toluca, Oklahoma. I've got a sealed PPTQ at GameQuest in Amarillo, a modern PPTQ at Legends Tournament Center in Bedford, sealed PPTQs at Sun City Games in El Paso, and Area 51 Games in Grapevine. I've got a modern PPTQ at War Dogs Gaming in San Angelo, Texas, and then Madness Games in Dallas, Texas is hosting regional championships at their store. Moving up to the Heartland, I've got a sealed PPTQ at the Gamers Guild in Hayes, Kansas. I've got regional championships at Collector's Cache in Kansas City. I've got a modern PPTQ at Game Cafe in Independence, Missouri. A modern PPTQ at Underground Gaming in La Vista, Nebraska. A modern PPTQ at CT's Hobby in Belvedere, Illinois. Some sealed PPTQs in Michigan. The first is at Odyssey Games in Kalamazoo. And the second is the Event Center at Lansing. I've got a third sealed PPTQ, at Collector's Corner in Midland, Michigan. I've got Dreamer's Vault hosting our regional championships. They're in Roseville, Minnesota, and they're hosting it at the Fantasy Flight Game Center. I've got a modern PPTQ at Kid Force Collectibles, and that's in Berea, Ohio. I've got regional championships at Comic Town in Columbus, Ohio. They're hosting it at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. I've got a side event for that as well. It is a Legacy 1K Super IQ. I've got a modern PPTQ at Clout Schnara Inc. in Kitchener, Ontario. I've got a modern PPTQ at Thunder Games and Gifts in Thunder Bay, Ontario. A modern PPTQ at 401 Toys Sports Cards in Toronto. A modern PPTQ at Harry Tarantula in Toronto. I've got a sealed PPTQ at The District Company in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A sealed PPTQ at Misty Mountain Games in Madison, Wisconsin. Modern PPTQ at Galaxy Comics and Games and More in Stevens Point, and a sealed PPTQ at Air Traffic Kites and Games in Maple Grove, Minnesota. We've got a standard IQ at Dreamers Vault Games in Minneapolis. It is a side event to regionals. But I don't have the actual regional championships that go with it. Anyway, I've got regional championships for the Southwest at Play or Draw in Arizona. They're also hosting a standard IQ as a side event. There is a sealed PPTQ at Cosmic Comics in Auburn, California. A modern PPTQ at All Things Gaming in Chatsworth. A sealed PPTQ at It's Game Time in Los Angeles. Another of the same at Magic and Monsters in Mission Viejo. Another of the same at Gameology in Montclair. There's two more, one at Versus Games in San Francisco, and the other at Heidi Ho Comics in Santa Monica. I've also got a sealed PPTQ at SoCal Games and Comics in Temecula. I've got regional championships at San Diego Games and Comics in San Diego, and at the Crazy Squirrel Game Store in Fresno. They're hosting that at the Piccadilly Inn Airport. I've got modern PPTQs at Dragon's Keep in Utah, and that's Provo. A modern PPTQ at Tier 1 Cards and Games in Anchorage, Alaska. Another of the same at Phoenix Comics Northwest Limited in Calgary. Mishra's Game Factory in Burnaby, British Columbia is hosting a modern PPTQ, as is Tapcut Gaming in Twin Falls, Idaho. KAB Sports Cards and Collectibles in Billings, Montana. Retrofix Gamings in Great Falls, Montana. Phoenix Comics and Games in Seattle, Washington is hosting a sealed PPTQ. There are regional championships at Uncle's Games, and they're in Seattle, Washington. They're hosting it at the Bellevue Hilton. There's a 2K Elite IQ as a side event. I've got a modern PPTQ at Cloud City Comics and Toys in Syracuse on Sunday. I've got a PPTQ with 2K Elite IQ prizes at Kirwan's. It is also being held at the Holiday Inn, where they're hosting regionals, so it's like a bonus super weekend. It's kind of cool. I've got a modern PPTQ at Lyon de Deux in Quebec, a modern PPTQ at Titan Games and Comics in Lutherville, Maryland, a standard 2K Elite IQ at Event Horizon in Raleigh. They're also considering it a regionals weekend bonus kind of event. There's a modern PPTQ at Victory Comics in Falls Church, a modern PPTQ at Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Virginia, a modern PPTQ at RU Game in Gainesville, Florida, sealed PPTQ at Amarillo Civic Center in Amarillo, a modern PPTQ at Clockwork Games and Events in College Station, Texas, a modern PPTQ at Madness in Denton, a standard 1K Super IQ at Madness as well. That's in Plano, though, so that's the Plano store, not the Denton store. There's a sealed PPTQ at Hurley's Heroes in Joplin, Missouri, a modern PPTQ at The Gaming Warehouse in Granville, Michigan, a modern GPT with 1K Super IQ prizes at Comic Town in Columbus. This is paying out buys for Oklahoma City, which is modern format. There's a sealed PPTQ at The Game Shelf in Thunder Bay, Ontario, a modern PPTQ at Dueling Grounds in Toronto, a modern PPTQ at Highlander Games and Comics in Columbia Heights, Minnesota, another of the same at Dungeons End in Duluth, Minnesota. I've got a couple more left. A sealed PPTQ at A2Z Games in Tucson, Arizona, a sealed PPTQ at Mega City 1 in Los Angeles, modern PPTQs at Mythic Games in Monterey, California, Jimmy's USA Sports Cards in Whittier, California, DK's Sierra Mountain Comics in Carson City, Nevada, and Rook's Comics and Games in Bozeman, Montana, to finish out the weekend. Yeah, so like I said, surprisingly busy for a weekend that's normally like a break. But if you're not playing in an event, watch the Pro Tour. If you're not a coverage person and you aren't going to play in an event, I'm actually not sure why you're listening to this podcast. If you know why you're listening to this podcast, send me an email at mtgregionalweb@gmail.com and explain to me why you're listening to the podcast if you don't watch coverage and don't play events. Because obviously there's a market there that I'm not helping. And I'd really like to know why you're listening. If you are just listening because you like listening, send me an email anyway and let me know why you like listening. Because I feel like I just talk into this mic sometimes and never really hear anything back. Well, that's not true. I've gotten quite a bit of event postings in the last couple of weeks, which has been cool. The charity event went well this weekend, or last weekend. We raised over $500, I believe. Maybe over $600. We raised a lot of money. I was pleasantly pleased. Anyway, I'm playing or judging in regionals this weekend. I'm on standby, so I have a ridiculous, just like Savannah Lions deck together. I'm just gonna cast 2/2s for one and attack, because that's for me, I boil Magic down to exactly that situation. Am I attacking with 50 or 60 dudes? Because that's what I like to be doing. Just turn them sideways. Otherwise, until next time, may you keep a good 7.